WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the 70s, director Martha Coolidge was a rising star of the independent documentary movement. But in the 80s, she went Hollywood. Her 1983 teen picture, Valley Girl, won some attention, but her next film, The Joy of Sex, went virtually unreleased. And movies like Real Genius and Plain Clothes never managed to restore her reputation. Film critic Stephen Schiff says her new movie, Rambling Rose, should change all that.
Well, you may not think so at first. Rambling Rose starts off in the snoozy, terminally virtuous style of an American Playhouse production. We're in the South in 1971, and a middle-aged man named Buddy, played by John Hurd, is reminiscing about his Georgia childhood in a cornpone accent too soggy to swallow. What he's remembering, though, is the year 1935, when he was 13, and a gawky young woman named Rose arrived to live with his family and do some housework. Rose is an orphan and an incest victim to boot, and Buddy's family takes her in out of the goodness of their hearts. If 1,000 movies about ingrown Southern dementia have made us expect a gothic horror show, Rambling Rose gives us something even more intriguing, a deeply felt portrait of a family that, for once, is not in the least dysfunctional. But this isn't some bland Cracker Barrel Ozzie and Harriet either. The screenwriter, Calder Willingham, has adapted his own breezy autobiographical novel, and he's given his characters detailed, wonderfully observed voices and personalities. Mother Hillier, played by Diane Ladd, is hard of hearing and a little too well-educated for her own good. And Father Hillier, played by Robert Duvall, can be stubborn and short-sighted. Their virtue is plainly hard-won, and that makes it all the more poignant. But with the arrival of Rose, played by Laura Dern, that virtue is tested as never before, because, as it turns out, Rose is a sweet, not terribly bright, nymphomaniac. At first, her carnal appetite is directed at Duvall's Papa Hillier, who, to our surprise, fends her off, not without a certain amount of inner struggle. So Rose decides to vent her charms on the rest of the town, and soon her coltish sexuality, and the skimpy dresses she garbs it in, get more results than anyone bargained for. As witness this scene, when Mr. Hillier storms into Rose's bedroom to find that her latest swain, Billy, has leaped out the second-story window.
I'm afraid that your friend Billy is injured now. Where are his clothes?
Oh. Under the mattress. I didn't want you to be mad. He wants to marry me, Mr. He's really a sweet boy. I can't marry him. I mean, you know, he ain't got no money and got no job. He's too young and all, but...
Yeah.
Well, he loves me, and... Well, I was just thinking maybe that you wouldn't want to hurt him or anything.
No, I won't hurt him, Rose.
Mr. Hillier, I know I was bad, and I hadn't ought to have done it. But I am only a human girl person, and I ain't always perfect.
Laura Dern is the most unspectacular-looking sex object in recent movies, a plain girl whose genuine erotic heat comes not from slithering and shimmying, but from the almost childish excitement she projects over being a woman, over inhabiting the body she inhabits. Rose is her finest, most complex performance to date, and she seems to lift everyone up along with her. Robert Duvall hasn't been this radiant and full of life in years, and Diane Ladd, Dern's off-screen mother, seems to have given up her inveterate scenery chewing. She has an unaccustomed gravity and warmth. Even Lucas Haas, as young Buddy, makes something fresh out of the usual precocious kid coming-of-age role. Director Martha Coolidge coaxes her actors to underplay and let Willingham's amusingly baroque dialogue pound his points home. Most of those points are about the naturalness of Rose's rampant sexuality, about how it's just an outgrowth of her search for love and her pulsing, bubbling life force, all of which any habitual moviegoer has heard a million times before, but not like this. Rambling Rose is about rather ordinary people and rather ordinary truths. It's the way this movie unveils them that makes them feel brand new.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. He reviewed Rambling Rose.